Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
1025, The Bone. Real Raw Radio. WHPT, Sarasota, Tampa, St. Pete. And 107.3 WXGL HD2, St. Pete. Live from the WeatherTight Windows Studio. Unique opinions, compelling conversation, and the best in afternoon entertainment. Now, the conversation continues. It's time for It's Okay, It's Not Okay. Now, on Drew Garabo Live with John Senning.
Pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation.
Welcome back to Drew Garabo Live. He is Drew Garabo. I'm John Senning. And it's right around 5 o'clock, so that can only mean one thing.
What's that?
Friday marks 2 weeks since a University of Missouri college senior vanished under the cover of night in downtown Nashville. Riley Strain, he's 22, disappeared March 8th after being kicked out of a bar along Lower Broadway in Music City's entertainment district known as Honky Tonk Row. So far, there has been no indication of foul play in the missing persons case that is ongoing. They found his bank card near a body of water right there in the Nashville area. But the part we want to focus on today is the fact that he was with his fraternity brothers. And they have not fully given details on what happened inside that bar, but he was asked to leave. I saw people yesterday speculating that he was like standing up for somebody and it got into some sort of altercation, but he was asked to leave and did leave that bar. His fraternity brothers did not go with him. We've all been out. We've all had one too many pops. I don't know who's been kicked out and who's been asked to leave and who hasn't. But if you got your crew with you, is it okay or not okay to let your drunken, stumbling friend leave the bar without any of his bros or without any of his ladies?
727-579-1025.
Or her ladies. Or her, his, you know,
yeah,
however, yeah.
Yeah, his, yeah. My limited experience being in a fraternity at UCF, I was an Alpha Tau Omega. You don't leave your brothers. Like you learn that from the time you're a pledge, or an SE pledge, as they would call us. You, by the way, I just remember this when I said pledge. You had a little pledge book that you had to get all the brothers to sign while you were a pledge for your initiation. And we had a thing, where are all pledges from? Tampa Bay, because the pledges suck, just like the Bucks. Because the Bucks sucked at the time. This is like 87, 88.
Pre-Super Bowl era.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I mean, it's just, well, and or it was Orlando.
Yeah,
so I mean, Orlando's kind of always had beef with Tampa.
That's true. Stupid. You just don't leave. You learn from the time you're a pledge, if a brother is in trouble, you don't leave your brother. So I don't get how none of them went with this sweet, sweet, tall man.
I will say this is the ultimate, hindsight being 2020
sure.
type thing, because specifically with men, I think that there is a, and maybe this is sexist, I don't know. I think the conversation about letting your girlfriend, like a group of girls, and letting a drunken girl wander into the streets is a different conversation. 9 out of 10 times, maybe it's machismo, maybe it's something else, but if like your buddy is upright and gets kicked out, I can understand not fathoming the fact that this is going to lead to his death. Like I can see, like, well, he's wasted. He got himself wasted. He can get himself home. Getting him to an Uber, getting them into an Uber, making sure that they have some form of something once they leave that bar would be the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But I think in certain situations, as 20-something year old men, I think it's okay to let a guy wander out. And I mean, now that feels effed up to say,
sure,
because the guy is missing and probably no longer with us. I just don't think that you think that way on your average night out at the bar.
727-579-1025. They are technically adults, and,
yeah,
and this guy got himself into some sort of situation where he was asked to leave.
Now, I will tell you, the fraternity angle does change everything just as far as,
yeah,
your ears perking up and wondering why they didn't. You know, I was not in a fraternity. I just know, you know, the brotherhood or whatever, you know, however it's referred, that these guys are tight and they're meant and they're supposed to look out for each other. So just kind of letting this guy go. But there is a report here. Was asked to leave not because of a fight or any type of altercation. The bar said they asked Strain to leave based on their conduct standards. And he was probably, if the bar is telling the truth, wasted when he got there. Because according to the servers in the bar, they served him one alcoholic drink and two waters.
Oh.
So, I mean, they were probably bar hopping, and he was pretty far gone by the time they even got there. And I would guess it was just, we can't serve you, you need to leave. I mean, the pictures of him falling down, you know, this man was extremely wasted. And here, I would imagine his buddies were wasted too. Like,
sure,
we don't make the best decisions when we're wasted. And I don't think in my wasted mind it would cross my mind that my friend is going to leave this bar and I'm never going to see him again.
Yeah, and like you said, hindsight is 20/20. I'm sure had they thought anything could happen, one of them would have gone with them. But, you know, if no one's sober, you don't have one clear-headed person among anyone who's going to go, hey, let's not let him go, you know.
And I guess this – I'm looking for the name of the body of water. I read it this morning. But I guess this area where he could have had access to the water, it's a very steep embankment. And then if he went over – like, the chance of him not only being able to swim but also getting back up this embankment,
man,
would have been nearly impossible. But they've got this Cajun Navy is out there, and they've been searching now for a couple days. And I would have just thought they would have been able to find him a little bit sooner if he was definitely in there.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. What kind of Navy?
It was the Cajun Navy. I'm so glad to hear your voice. It feels like it's been years. I'm sorry that you had to come up during such a somber conversation, but
yeah,
you got friends in the Cajun Navy?
Oh, all of the Cajuns know each other. There's a lot of say that we look alike, but there ain't no true. Y'all like some bug, little etouffee, little roo.
I heard and I don't want to speak out of turn, but I heard that you were actually in the Cajun Navy and you were kicked out for misconduct.
I was a little brigadier. I got a little late night, a little pontoon boy, a little Lake Long, Lake Pontchartrain, with a little fine young lads, a little don't mess with my tutu.
Oh, wow. Dude.
So what you need? You need me to find that tall white boy?
I think that, you know, just knowing a lot of people, I didn't know there was a direct connection between you and the Cajun Navy, but they are looking for more. They're looking for more help. Do you know people in the community that could possibly help?
Well, the Cajun mechanic know all kinds of people in the community. But the Cajun can't get you no tall white boy, but I can get you a small Asian child for $4.99.
No. We're not interested in any sex trafficking, Mr. Cajun mechanic.
Oh, les éléphants sont brûlés. Yay!
Drew Garber live with John Senning. Who are you?
Dude, can I just say something real quick?
Hi.
Yeah.
Real
sorry,
quick,
man. Hold on, man.
No. I want to read you one sentence from this long piece from NBC News. It's not a sentence. It's like a paragraph.
Yep.
This kid's stepfather tells NBC News that that they had FaceTimed. He FaceTimed his mom around 7:30 the night he went missing. He called from Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk, the bar owned by the country singer Garth Brooks.
Oh, interesting.
Why
so Garth,
You know, we know what the rumors
Why
about Garth.
Why is nobody talking about that?
Garth has been accused of being a serial killer.
And all of a sudden, now this is the last bar he went to before. Sorry, ma'am.
What's your name?
Hey, Drew. Hey, John. It's Stephanie. How are you?
Hi, Stephanie.
Oh, what up, Steph?
Oh, not too much. I just was calling about this topic. So when I was in college, I went to an all-girls school, so we didn't have fraternities, but we were around other colleges, so we used to go to a bunch of their fraternity parties.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my really good friends, and then we were in the same floor in the same dorm, she was with us in the fraternity party, and she left with this guy and just went out to the parking lot, mm-hmm. and she was raped. And we found her in the parking lot.
Oh, Jesus.
So, I mean, it can happen. Yeah, it can happen anywhere. I don't think it's okay that his friend left him or his fraternity brothers left him. But literally, she wasn't even like 500 feet out of the front door, and that happened to her.
Did and obviously hindsight is 20/20. But like when she was leaving, did any of y'all know that she was leaving, and did you have any cause for concern?
No, we didn't even know she was leaving. Mm. She literally slipped out with this guy, and that was, I mean, like I said, it was in the parking lot.
Dude, hearing that story made me think of the, I'm thinking of the podcast that I know we both listen to, the Your Own Backyard, about Kristen Smart.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember, she was at the party, and a big conversation of that around that was, how did this girls, all of her friends, guy friends and girlfriends,
yeah.
end up letting her leave this party or be left alone at all that night. And I think in this day and age, if you've got friends, like, you guys got to make a commitment to each other,
yep.
to try and look out. But when everybody's partying, it's like, what do you do? Do you have one person in the squad that is going to stay sober and be your babysitter?
Man, I guess like you have a designated driver, you should probably have a designated watchdog, babysitter.
What? Kidnap preventer?
Yeah. Because, I mean, like Stephanie said, you blink for a minute, you don't see her slip out to the parking lot. You know, you got to have your wits about you. Drew Gubba Live with John Senning. Who are you?
Hey, it's Lil Spoon.
What up?
Hey.
ZDB up
How
in the
been,
house.
Buddy?
Hey, guys. Hey, I don't drink much anymore because of situations like this, but definitely been known to be a wanderer when getting blackout drunk and kind of just go do my own thing. So I could definitely see where this dude kind of was just like, all right, guys, I'm out.
Oh, he was wandering all around town. Yeah. They got him on like several, yeah. you know, closed circuit cameras. Yeah.
And that is, it's weird to have this conversation knowing that this kid is missing and probably sadly no longer with us. But like a lot of times when those people are acting that way, it's often like met with not great vibes from the rest of the crew. Like if I'm with ZDB, Lil Spoon, and he's wasted and acting a fool and wants to just go walk aimlessly, I think a lot of times, especially with men, it's like, all right, dude, you're a grown ass man. Go,
yeah.
you know, if you want to go onto the streets, do it. And you don't assume, more so with men, that it's going to be the last time you're ever going to see him.
No, you don't.
Dude, I used to tuck and roll. And so what that was me and my now wife, we learned that we can't get blackout drunk at the same time. It's got to be one or the other.
That's responsible.
But when it was both, it usually didn't end well. And she probably started yelling at me in the car. I just opened the door, no matter where, how fast, and just tuck and roll.
Tuck and roll. Trying to keep this entity alive.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
And I mean, it seems from all of the, and there's just, this thing has captivated social media. I mean,
yeah.
TikTok is all about it. And I guess something they're not saying, from what I understand, it was TikTokers that found his bank card.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We talk so much about these people getting involved in cases and just backing up. It was people who went to the area and just started looking around based on the investigation and found his card. And they believe that his Apple Watch and phone had battery, and they both shut off at essentially the same time, which people are taking as a sign that he probably ended up in the water. But I still just think getting in there and starting to look for him so quickly, I would think it's the Cumberland River, by the way, is this river that they believe he might be in.
727-579-1025. Okay or not okay to let your buddy leave a bar and not go after him? Hindsight is 2020. We realize that. Drew Gobble live with John Senning. Who are you?
Hey, I'm Kristen, guys. Hi.
What up?
Hey, what I heard from TikTok, because I was watching a couple videos, is that the friends, they tried to go out the door with him because the guy, he had to go to the back because they threw him out. They tried to go out the back. They wouldn't let him. So the friends had to go through this very crowded bar and go through the front. And that's when he was just, they couldn't see him. They didn't know where he was. That's what I heard on TikTok. So I'm not saying that they left him. They just couldn't catch up with him, and he was already took off.
I've seen that reported as well. But and none of us were there, obviously. But I would find it very hard to believe that a bar could eject a patron who is clearly inebriated and not allow at least one person out with him to be like, hey, make sure this dude gets home safe. But who knows? A bouncer isn't always well-versed in what they need to be to keep someone safe, you know?
Right, right.
Good
call.
So,
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's the, you know, it's, I just also don't think that a 22-year-old tall man, he's a man, it's that your first thought is that this guy's going to go out onto the street and fall off the face of the earth in the next 30 minutes, which is, I think, what kind of happened.
I know. And it's in Nashville, right?
Yeah.
So, like, a city that's pretty populous.
Very, very.
A lot of big, busy nightlife. You know, they probably just thought he'll be fine.
I mean, what are the chances, and I know that we just don't know, and he could have just been so wasted that he went into the water, but that there is something nefarious that happened here, whether somebody dropped something in his drink and then followed him, or, I mean, it almost have to be the act of a serial killer, because they didn't steal any money. They didn't, you know, they left his bank card behind. There were no charges, so it would have had to have been almost a targeted, or at least somebody who was watching him.
Yeah.
Which is insane to think about.
727-579-1025. He was 21?
22.
I mean, that is an adult. Barely an adult, sure, but he is an adult. Drew Gobble live with John Senning.
Hey, I wanted to talk about cool or not cool.
Oh, yeah, cool or not cool to implant chips in people's brains.
So I think it's cool. I think it's super cool, actually, because I think it's one of the only ways that we'll survive this AI robot apocalypse. We'll be able to combat when we are half human, half robot ourselves. So, maybe we can hack them or combat them better with that chip we have.
So we got to go cyborg if we want to fight the rise of the machines, if you will.
Yeah, I think that's just like the next step. You know, we're skipping one, going from human to robots. Let's have a human robot.
That's actually
and we
a good
can
point.
Fight better that way.
Yeah, we're looking at it as one step closer to the robots taking over. But really, we need this. We need half robot humans on our human side to be able to combat the robots.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Thank you. John, can you imagine, like, this dude, like, you said the last bar that he pinged at was Garth's?
Yeah, he supposedly, I guess, FaceTimed his mom, and that was the last bar they were at, I think, before they went to the Luke Bryan bar.
So, like, he steps outside the back, right? And it's just dead quiet. Like, there's nothing, and the wind's rustling. And you hear... that? Oh no. Could it be oh no. Oh God. Not here. Please God, no. Don't let it be. Oh my God. Oh God, it's America's most famous uncaught serial killer. How you doing?
Looking back.
Could happen.
I mean, let's face it. If he ran into Garth Brooks in the middle of that, and I don't know where Garth's whereabouts were. Like, there's a good chance he was somewhere else.
Sure.
But let's say you get kicked out the back door of Luke Bryan's bar and up rolls a limo and Garth rolls down the window and he's like, hey, buddy, you look like you could use a hand.
Oh, my God. You got. Yeah, I'm him. I'm him. All right. Yep. Get in the limo, kid. I'll give you a ride home.
This doesn't add. We actually need to tweak the story though, because he did make it. He did make it down the block, and his cards were found there. He's on video.
Yeah.
So it's almost like Garth had to be creeping. He had to be creeping.
Oh yeah, like just aware of the.
Yeah,
fact.
Just kind of like lurking in the shadows.
Plot twist: Garth's the one who got kicked him out of the bar and kicked him out of the bar in the first place, so that he could stalk him and kill him. Well played,
Mr.
Brooks.
When he was at Garth's, like he was at Garth's bar first.
Yeah.
And you know, Garth has a plan for when he sees a boy that he likes. Garth allegedly, Garth puts the special Bill Cosby, ingredient into his drink, and then he just lurks on him all night. So he's just he might even put a tracking device on him. Honestly, Garth has one of the security guards come and just pat him on the back with a secret tracking device, and then Garth's just sitting there with his iPad watching his movements for the next couple hours, and he's like, "Oh yeah, they kicked him out. Oh, now's my time."
Drew Grubb live with John Senning. Who are you?
Hi, Drew and John.
Oh, hey, Carmen.
Hi.
Silently vibing with us. I love it. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good.
No, this story is making me, like, I haven't felt this way since Gabby Petito case.
Okay.
It's really enthralling, but in a terrible way.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But there's a lot of things like, you know, the police didn't find his the bank card. People looking
TikTokers.
found it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Not great. So how not great hard look it, on the police.
And that's the last place his phone pinged. And the other thing was this woman says she, because he was by a homeless camp,
yeah. mm-hmm.
that she has seen a homeless man wearing his shirt, which is very distinctive. It's white and black with a black pocket. And she's tried to call like tip lines or to the police, and she gets sent to voicemails.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's a lot of tips coming in.
But it is interesting, and it was weird because that was reported earlier in the week. It was the Daily Mail, which you know is half rag, half legit.
Sure.
But I mean, their reporting was that he wandered into a homeless camp and caused a commotion.
Yeah.
Which I mean, what happens then? I don't really know, but it almost. Whatever happened, if he didn't just fall into that water, it does seem that somebody killed him just to kill him. If that right. was the case, which I don't think was. I think he ended up in the water.
We hope not. Drew Grubb live with John Senning. Who are you?
Hey, it's David. How you guys doing?
What up, David?
Now, if he was installed with the new Neuralink, this situation wouldn't have happened. He made a human mistake, but the Neuralink would have corrected him. So yeah. I'm for the Neuralink and need to beat the robots.
Good way to tie in those two topics. Drew Grubb live with John Senning.
Are we going to hang or are we going to go?
I think we'll hang because she should be calling now. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who are you?
It's Fred.
What up, Fred?
I'm going to tell you guys the ultimate looking out for your buddy's story when they're drunk.
All right, hold on, Fred. Hold on. Drew Grubb live with John Senning. Hello?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you. Hold on 1 second. Sorry. Drew Grubb live with John Senning. Who are you?
Hi, this is Brian.
All right. We'll take a moment and we'll come back. And we have a correspondent who was visited by the number one pizza guy in the United States.
Well, and as far as we know right now, a pizza place that got the best score up until this point of any local pizzeria, and I'm sure they're flying high today.
They are. We're going to talk to McKenna of Nona Slice House, and we'll tell you what celebrity was voted today in history. I believe it was about 14 years ago, maybe 24 years ago, the most friendly ambassador to aliens. It's a rock star. And we'll tell you next on Drew Grubb Live with John Senning. Renewal by Anderson wants to do nothing more than make your house shine, sparkle. It'll give it some pizzazz. Go to rbafla.com to find out all you need to know about Renewal by Anderson. More than just replacement windows and patio doors, they will work with you hand in hand. They will come out and give you a free consultation, where they'll look at your house and go, oh, you know what we could do here? You know what we could do here? Then they use their elite level, exceptional products. They will deliver signature service, and everything is backed up with a robust, industry-leading warranty. Renewal by Anderson is a proud partner of the Tampa Bay Lightning. Renewal by Anderson, a better way to a better window. RBAFLA.com. License number CGC 1527613.
You're listening to Drew Garabo Live with John Senning on 102.5 The Bone. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah personal.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.